Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your hosts on your local radio station and reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. Right off the bat, I want to tell you, you can go to TSLN.com. That's TriStateLivestockNews.com, and find out more about the pulse of agriculture. From grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations, equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
There you go.
Kim, are we still close enough to Halloween? I can tell you where the best places for vampires is at.
Well, I think so, because I think we should know the best place where vampires are at
Or where they're not.
Okay.
Whether you wear your cape daily or just once a year for Halloween, here are the rankings of the 2023 best and worst cities for vampires, according to lawnlove.com. They compared the 500 biggest U.S. cities based on five different categories. So the things they look for, plenty of warm bodies, blood centers, vampire-friendly dwellings like homes with basements and attics. Also considered community and entertainment factors such as vampire groups and tours, as well as deterrents like sunshine and garlic festivals. Those were some of the 17 total metrics that they used. So the number one best place is New York City. Chicago, number two. Columbus, Ohio was third. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was fourth, and Los Angeles, California, number five. So kind of what you would think. Now, Omaha, yep. Nebraska did make number 10 on the list.
Really?
Yep, they did.
Okay, that's all in our region.
So take those metrics into consideration. The worst cities for vampires, Buckeye, Arizona. So if you're afraid of vampires, go to Buckeye, I guess.
I guess so.
Peoria.
Do they have a lot of sunshine there?
Well, I think that's kind of what it is. Stay out of the sunshine. Peoria, Arizona was number two. In fact, the top seven are all in Arizona. So apparently it's the sunshine.
Okay, I think so too.
Yeah, Odessa, Texas was eighth. Rancho Cordova, California was ninth. And Sparks, Nevada was 10th. Those are the worst cities for vampires. So just in case you're wondering.
When you say the worst cities for vampires, do you mean like that's where the most of them are? Or
that's where the vampires do not want to be.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. Veterans Day is coming up, right?
Indeed it is.
Just a few days away now on Saturday
the
11th.
Yep.
This is from Joanna Fuchs that I ran across, and I'm not sure who sent this in, but I thought maybe we'd take a moment to thank a veteran. When you see someone in a uniform, someone who serves us all, doing military duty, answering their country's call, take a moment to thank them for protecting what you hold dear. Tell them you're proud of them. Make it very clear. Just tap them on the shoulder, give a smile, and say, thanks for what you're doing to keep us safe in the USA. And again, that is from Joanna Fuchs.
Okay, Mac, here's one. Armistice Day changed to honor all veterans. Realizing that peace was equally preserved by veterans of World War II and Korea, Congress was requested to make this day an occasion to honor those who have served America in all wars. In 1954, President Eisenhower signed a bill proclaiming November 11th as Veterans Day. On Memorial Day, 1958, two more unidentified American war dead were brought from overseas and interred in the plaza beside the unknown soldier of World War I. One was killed in World War II, the other in the Korean War. In 1973, a law was passed providing that the interment of the unknown American from the Vietnam War, but none were found for several years. In 1984, an unknown serviceman from that conflict was placed alongside the others. To honor these men, symbolic of all Americans who gave their lives in all wars, an Army Honor Guard, the 3rd U.S. Infantry, the Old Guard, keeps day and night vigil. A law passed in 1968 changing the National Commemorative of Veterans Day to the fourth Monday in October. It soon became apparent, however, that November 11th was a date of historic significance to many Americans. Therefore, in 1978, Congress returned the observance to its traditional date, November 11th.
All right. Well, good.
So technically, we probably could have remembered at times when it was on the different date, but the fourth Monday of October, but I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either, but we should honor our veterans every day.
Yep, that's right.
All right, well, folks, if you have something to send to The Good Stuff, you know how to do it. Send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of The Good Stuff.